23 hours.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Chimwemwe residents demand for construction of a police post. Lusaka residents blame economic hardship for rising child labor cases. And in African news, Nigeria bans the export of shea nuts used in beauty creams for 6 months. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Chimwemwe Member of Parliament Alan Banda has called on the Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security to establish a full police station in his constituency. Mr. Banda says residents currently depend on Mindolo Police Station in Kana constituency to report most cases, a situation he describes as inconvenient and unsafe. He has acknowledged the recent commissioning of the Kawama Police Post under the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, but insists that an independent police station is crucial for effective law enforcement in the area.
Have a police station. Right. I'm sure you understand that we all fall under Mindolo. So meaning we do not have our own police station. We still report to Mindolo, which is in time. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to be independent. Chimwemwe is quite big. We need our own police station. Yes, but when it's in Kawama, if we can build a building that will be called a police station, then it can be a police station. We can have it in the TV where that will. We can have it in Mundunga where I know we've already got one here, but that is not enough.
Meanwhile, Kitwe Mayor Mpasamwaya has proposed the establishment of additional community crime prevention posts, especially in areas that are far from the main police station.
We have a police, which is Carnarvon Police, but it's there by the roundabout. And here, what needs to be checked out is another post, such as the CCP. Here, because from here to there, it's about 2 kilometers or so. So I think what will cure that is to set up more and more CCP and working with the community. It's happening in Tuatasha. The crime rate is reducing in Tuatasha.
Some residents of Lusaka have attributed the rising cases of child labor to economic hardship. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Kombon Radio News, the residents have said the lack of employment opportunities in the country has forced many families to rely on their children for survival. They have explained that most parents are unable to provide basic needs, which in turn pushes their children to work in order to help sustain their households. The residents further emphasizes that the creation of more employment opportunities would help reduce child labor cases. Over 35,000 families in Chilanga district have so far benefited from the Cash for Work program, which is helping communities recover from the effects of the 2023-2024 drought. Speaking during a stakeholder engagement meeting at Kupak Lodge, Chilanga Town Council Chairperson Champion Dembo said the program has provided a lifeline to vulnerable households that would otherwise face a hunger, business losses, and a higher school absenteeism. He says that since its inception, the initiative has reached 35,942 families with more than 21 million kwacha dispersed in support. And Council Secretary Francis Ndola has explained the program's guidelines in detail, while stakeholders including ward development committees and community welfare committees discussed ways to improve collaboration and tackle challenges such as delayed funding and inaccurate submissions. Indo-Zambia Bank's Chilanga branch manager, Pretoria Chikwamba, assured beneficiaries of transparent and timely payment processing. The meeting was also attended by Acting District Commissioner Maureen Chilende, councillors and other partner institutions. Parents and guardians in Mukuju District have been urged to ensure that girls aged between 9 and 14 receive the human papillomavirus HPV vaccine as a preventive measure against cervical cancer. Community health worker Norton Ngosa says the vaccine is crucial in protecting children, noting that some young people become sexually active at an early age, which increases their risk of contracting the virus.
We are really much encouraging abana kula ku HPV. Araswa inyereti ya HPV, inyereti H ingiza kwa abana. Kwa mbira abana 9 years, 14 years. Kebo tulela. Kwa chakati hachi ingizwa,
Meanwhile, Mukushi Programs Coordinator for the Network of Zambia People Living with HIV, Ladness Nzima, has encouraged women to prioritize cervical cancer screening. She has emphasized that early detection enables effective treatment.
Cervical cancer, especially for the women, to report a problem with chingo, the cancer never finishes. HOD. But in Ireland, it can be just the same as what they can do with HIV. So that whenever you go, wherever you are, you're supposed to know your status. Na cervical cancer se usiro kuva but kuti tawupimisha cervical cancer tawile for screening kashi mukati waririko leriko it will be late when you go there and send that na chona kwa kana ku stage 3 which will not manage.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that we have a current business rate.
Every 20 seconds someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via mobile, phones, laptops, MiFis, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial star 117# or star 115# to buy a